The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
So we've been doing this, we've done it, this is our second one. We did it with Dunica O'Callaghan before Christmas, and both Dunica and I had to bake a Yule log, Colin, just to bring you up to speed.
I remember. Yeah.
One of those golden moments in radio. So it's Emma Doran's turn this time. Anne-Marie is back from Carl Brewer Street, and she has set us the challenge of baking brown bread. What you see in front of you, Anne-Marie and Colin, are three loaves of brown bread. One is belonging to Emma, one is belonging to me, and one is shop bought this morning.
Okay.
By David, our producer.
Okay.
Now, so we have A, B and C.
Mm-hmm.
So, Colin, I'll just give your untrained eye first to give us an opinion on them.
Yeah, well, the one is kind of more freeform. I could say that's the home bake.
That's C,
not,
is it?
Not confined by a tin. B.
B. Oh, yeah. You think that's home bake. Yeah. Right, okay.
Hmm.
Mm. And which would do you think just on site now? Of course, you can't. You have to, the proof of the pudding and all that.
On site, I would say that, let's say, turn these things around. I would say that as in, what are you asking me?
Which would you prefer? Which is most attractive? Which is most appealing?
Ooh.
Which makes your mouth water?
I'd probably go for the C.
C, you go for C. That. Okay, Anne-Marie, just C was baked in a what do you call those, a bacon dish?
Yeah, a loaf tin.
A loaf tin. Yes.
You're asking me the same question.
Yes, I'm asking you the same question. That's it, same question.
Probably, I have a feeling B is going to be the nicest.
Do you?
By the look of it.
Right, okay.
I have a feeling that, can I tell you which one I think might be the shop-bought one?
Yes.
I think A might be the shop-bought one.
That's what you say, right.
Yeah.
And B and C are Emma's and mine. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break.
Okay.
We're going to cut the bread, butter it, and then both you and Colin will taste it after and decide who is going to get the award in this bake-off brown bread. Emma, are you nervous?
I'm extremely nervous. I'm very excited.
So can I ask you just a couple of questions before we go to the commercial break? Did you rehearse? Did you practice?
No.
No. This is your first one?
My very first one.
Right. Ever in your life?
Ever in my life.
Okay.
And I used my late granny's recipe. So it's brown bread.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my family heritage is
resting on this.
Yes.
Riding on this. Yeah.
So hopefully.
It's a lovely thing to do, bake, isn't it? Bake brown bread. Did you find it enjoyable in any way, shape, or form?
I did really enjoy it. I was surprised that I did. And then I liked the fact that I was making her bread as well.
Yeah.
I kind of felt a little bit connected to her. I was sure she was laughing at me because I'm pretty sure I got it wrong. But no, I actually did enjoy it, yeah.
It's odd to say that because I did have to admit now, confess that I did a practice run last weekend.
My mom told me. She was listening. She was texting me. She was texting me nonstop. She said, there's a lot of talk about bread. Ray's been practicing. And I was like, I must get cracking. And then she sent a passive aggressive message like, it is a competition though, isn't it? I'd like to kind of get me to like get a move on.
But I was sharing with our listeners that I, like you, I felt a connection to to Granny Bonner, Donny Bonner. It's a lovely thing.
Nice. It raises the senses, I think, baking in general, because the smells, everything. I think when you walk into the house and you smell that bread baking, and it's such an easy thing to make.
Yeah.
And you made on a daily basis. Did you find it easy? Like, it wasn't too big of a challenge, was it? You'd think a bit of practice would really...
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is, and this is going to sound silly, is the temperature of the oven.
Oh, yeah.
Because every oven is different and blah, blah. This is really exciting, Colin, isn't it?
I'm with you.
I'm
a foodie.
Oh, you're a foodie, Do you bake yourself?
It's been a while since I baked because my family are mostly gluten-free.
And
so it's a complex...
What does that mean then?
Well, it means that there's fewer options.
But
we do have some lovely like banana bread recipes that we use, and the kids bake as well. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. So we're going to take a break. Cut and butter, and we do the brine tasting after this.
Great. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy, taking care of all the vitamin advice you need for a healthier you at All Care, your local community pharmacy.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, there's cutting and there's buttering and there's jamming going on in here. ABC, three loaves of brown bread. And Anne-Marie Dunn from Colour Brewer Street is now going to blind taste them in the company of Colin McInumra. And while they're finishing off putting the jam on the bread, Peg says, please thank Colin for the most beautiful musical treat. So relaxing, says Peg. And Colin's music is mesmerising. Got to hear him play when you were down in Kevin Dundon's Dunbrody House. Amazing musician. That's Anne-Marie in Wexford. And lovely music. He's such a talented musician. First heard him playing Wake Me Up in Dublin last summer. Great to hear him on the radio. And thanks, utter class. That's beautiful music, says Claire in Liscannor. And then Maeve in County Clare says, Colm is fantastic. I've seen him live a few times. His name is Irish. Leave it alone. Just having a bit of a laugh. Where's our sense of humour?
That's Quail Gorse for you, isn't it? That's Planet. That's Planet texting in.
Which one is Emma?
You want to be careful about this. That's you. If he's not going to give your
Dean pass.
Okay. Right. What have you? Are you keeping track of the what's A, B, and C there? Right.
You're
okay.
Just having your lunch. You're not keeping track of anything. He wants a bit of ham.
Cup of tea now.
Sorry about that. Okay. So can we take a? What is that now? You've got there.
No.
You need to sit down, Anne-Marie, please.
Oh, I'm at the mic. Yeah, I'm away from the mic.
Yeah.
Okay, my taste buds are being awakened here because we have three different brown breads that are very different. So.
Go on now. We're radio. People can't see you.
Where's my tags on?
B.
B, yeah.
B. Mm. B is lovely. It has a lovely nuttiness to it, which I think is really nice.
Mm. What about you, Colm? What are you eating there?
I'm liking this one.
B, yeah. Right, okay.
B? Mm-hmm. That was A,
That was
it?
A, yeah. What's your opinion on A?
Well, apart
you
from...
You said you guessed that would be...
There are faults in it.
Are there?
Yeah, I can see a lot of bread faults there where the soda wasn't properly mixed.
Right, and you said that was the shop-bought one.
I think the shop-bought one.
Okay, right, now, interesting. So then the
C one...
Which is in was baked in a...
In a loaf tin.
A loaf
it's
tin,
very
yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Light and fluffy.
It's much lighter than what I would call traditional brown soda bread.
Okay.
So to me, there's a little bit more white flour in it. Or wheaten flour than wholemeal flour.
Right.
Which sometimes suits, because if you have young children, you shouldn't speak with your mouth full.
No, I know. We'll excuse you. We'll excuse
you. Choke at the same time. Yeah. But I think that suits, because I know with young children, sometimes it's hard to get them turned on to brown bread if they get the taste of white. So I used to uh-huh. change my balance and then eventually get them around
so
to the darker one.
That's entry level brown bread.
I think so.
Right.
Who
gets your vote then, Colin?
I'll go for this
B.
One.
B. Right.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah. And B for me.
Right, okay.
Who won? Who's the winner? Who's
goddamn Anne-Marie, I'm gonna take you down right here right now.
Well, I can reveal that A, you're correct, was the shop born.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Part one.
Yeah.
C that was done in the
loaf tin
was Emma's. So
you won.
Yeah. So that there you go.
Well done.
There you go. There you
well
go.
Well done. So
Emma,
Ray, I'm now going to commission wooden spoons for the prize.
Oh,
now,
right. I'm getting a wooden spoon.
A wooden spoon is a bogey prize,
yes.
But not for this.
Absolutely right.
So Ray, your challenge is to see how many wooden spoons you can actually collect
right, okay.
over these challenges.
Right. So, Colin McInumra, you wouldn't take me on the challenge, would you?
Or, sure, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you might. We'll see. We'll set you one over the next while.
Right.
Over
the next
while.
You'd have a little bit of inside information, wouldn't you?
Well,
I actually work with Colin's brother.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Martin.
Right. Yeah.
Now, a sort of a serious moment, Anne-Marie, because I know your dad isn't well.
That's
and you want to say hello to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's listening. And I just want to say hello to Pod Flynn. He'd be thrilled with this. And he eats my brown bread or my mother's brown bread, because that's where I learned it from. It stems from my mother every day. And we still bring it into hospital to him every day if we can. But the nutritionists want to take him off the bread for all various reasons. But I want to thank the staff and Professor McAdam's team in CCU and Beaumont. They are Trojan workers and they're doing a great job. And I hope you get better soon and get out for that wedding next week.
Okay, we wish him well.
Really hope he gets better.
Okay. Now, we didn't have a chance to answer any of our listeners' questions on baking. We'll do that the next time.
Okay.
Colin might come back and bake something for us in a bake-off. Emma, commiserations, do you want to mention any gigs? Colin, you can go back up there and we'll play. You can play us out.
I'm in the international this weekend. It's grand.
The international, I'd say you're going to be very proud of you. Like,
yeah. Do you know, I didn't use a sieve and I just threw it into a bowl. Mm. Yeah,
did you use 50-50 bran flour and white flour? Did you use a little bit more white flour than bran? This would be interesting to see.
Well, there was something. It was cracked wheaten.
Cracked wheaten. Okay.
Yeah, and I had to put water into that. It was a bit like couscous.
Right.
And then there was brown flour, self-raising flour.
Yeah.
It was very late, but I mean, I'm happy with it.
Absolutely.
It's edible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely edible. And isn't you know it? What's even better? You've got baking.